බුද්ධං සරණං ගච්ඡාමි ධම්මං සරණං ගච්ඡාමි සංඝං සරණං ගච්ඡාමි ඒකායනෝ අයං භික්ඛවේ මග්ගෝ සත්තානං විසුද්ධියා ශෝක පරිද්දවානං සමතික්ඛමාය දුක්ඛ දෝමනස්සානං අත්තංගමාය ඥායස්ස අධිගමාය නිබ්බානස්ස සච්චිකිරියාය යදිදං චත්තාරෝ සතිපට්ඨාන. Friends, today is the 11th day of our retreat. The day is over. Now, for this Dhamma talk, our topic is Samma Sati, right mindfulness. Right mindfulness. Mindfulness is the key. Mindfulness is the watchword in the teaching of the Buddha. Without mindfulness, no meditation. Without mindfulness, no attainment of enlightenment. So mindfulness is very important. It is the indispensable factor. When practice meditation, we all have to practice, develop mindfulness. Mindfulness means attention, awareness, earnestness, alertness. These are the meaning. It has these terms can be used interchangeably. The Pali term the Buddha used, the Pali term is sati. So when the Buddha used the word sati, all these words are encompassed there. So sati means attention, awareness, alertness, mindfulness, all these words, whatever you say. There are two terms, sati and sati. Sati and sati. Sati means mindfulness. Sati means recollection. Mindfulness, the word sati, most of the time, it goes with sampajanya. Sati sampajanya. Sati means mindfulness, sampajanya means clear comprehension. Sati and sampajanya go together. And sati always go with anussati. It is the full term is anussati, of course. Full term is anussati. Anussati means you recollect accordingly. Recollect accordingly. What you recollect? Whenever you recollect something, you are recollecting something in the past. You are thinking of something in the past. Or something accordingly you think. Mostly recollecting, remembering. Anussati means recollecting, remembering, commemorating, something like that. So, by recollecting, by remembering anything, you cannot attain enlightenment. To attain enlightenment, we all have to practice, develop mindfulness. So, when you are mindful, You are in the present moment. That, in other words, you cannot be mindful in the past or the future. So those who are mindful live in the present moment. Present moment is the precious moment. Present moment is the peaceful moment. So whenever you come to the present moment, you can live happily, peacefully. This is the teaching. This is how the Buddha taught us, to be in the present moment. One day, a certain deity came to the Buddha and said, Aranye viharantanam santanam brahmacharinam eka bhaktam bunyamananam kena vanna pasidhati. Venerable sir, your disciples, they live alone in the woods. They live in the woods. Aranya viharantana. Santanam brahmachari. They are santa. They are restrained. Brahmachari. They are leading a celibate life. Santanam brahmachari. Ekabhattam bunjamanana. They eat only one time on a day. One time, one meal day. Ekabhattam bunjamanana. Kena vanna pasidati, their face is bright, they are present. What is the reason? The deity asked. Then the Buddha said, Atitan nanu sochanti, napajapanti nagatam. Pachupanena yapanti, tena vanna pasidati. They do not repent on their past. There is nothing to repent on the past. They do not repent on their past. And nappajappanti nagatam, they do not think, pondering anything referring to their future. Pachupannena yapanti, they live in the present moment. Tena vanna pasidati, that is why they are present. That is why their faces bright, present. See, that is why when we practice, we have to come to the present moment, live in the present moment, physically and mentally here, right here. That is meditation. So when you come to the present moment, you are developing your mindfulness, developing your wisdom. Mindfulness, where there is mindfulness, there is wisdom. That is why we have to be mindful. We have to practice mindfulness, cultivate mindfulness, develop mindfulness. For this purpose, the Buddha taught a special discourse. The name of the discourse is Maha Satipatthana Sutta. Maha means great. Satipatthana. Sati means mindfulness. Patthana means established. So the discourse is great discourse on the establishment of mindfulness or foundations of mindfulness. This is the technique of Buddhist meditation. This is what we follow. Mahasatipatthana Sutta. So let's now understand this wonderful sutta, the most important discourse. This is our technique. This is the Buddha's technique of meditation. Here the Buddha taught us both samatha and vipassana, serenity and insight. In the discourse, this discourse was delivered to a group of monks. Addressing the monks, the Buddha said, Ekayano ayam bhikkhave maggo sattanam visuddhiya soka pariddhavanam samatikkhamaya dukkha domanassanam attangamaya nyayassa adhigamaya nibbanassa sacchikiriyaya yadidam chattaro satipatthana. This is the preamble of this sutta, the gist of the sutta. Buddha said, monks, addressing the monks, said, monks, this is the only way for the purification of beings, for the overcoming of sorrow and lamentation, for the disappearance of pain and grief, for reaching the path, for the attainment of enlightenment. This is the only way. Then, said, what is that way? The way, he said, for establishment of mindfulness. This is the way. The Buddha said, this is the way. What is the way? The four establishments of mindfulness. Here, the Buddha said, mindfulness is to be established in four places. What are the four places? Kaye kayanupassi viharati, vedanasu vedananupassi viharati, chitte chittanupassi viharati, dhammesu dhammanupassi viharati. Every night we recite this. These days, from the beginning of our retreat, every night we, as the conclusion of the day, we recite this. So, four establishments of mindfulness. The first one is kaye kayanupassi viharati. That is, establishing mindfulness in body as body. Body as body. Then vedana suvedana anupassi viharati. Establish mindfulness in feelings as feelings. Then the third one, consciousness as consciousness. And fourth is mental objects as mental objects. These are the four. When practice this, develop this, the Buddha taught us to maintain four factors. The four factors are ātāpi sampajāno satyamā vinaya loke abhijyādo manasā. Ātāpi. Ātāpi means ardent. Do it ardently. Ardently, you can say ardently. Make effort to continue your meditation. For the success of your meditation, first thing is effort. Ātāpi. Then, sampajāno. Clearly understanding, clear comprehension. Understand it clearly. Sampajāno. Third, satyamā. Be mindful. Fourth, vinaya loke abhijyādo manassam. Vinaya means give up, abandon. What? Abhijya, covetousness, do manassam, grief. Abandon both covetousness and grief. Then what is remaining? Equanimity. So, these are the four factors to be understood and to maintain. When we practice meditation, we have to maintain these factors. So, in the preamble of the discourse, Buddha said, this is the only way. This meditation, the Buddhist technique of meditation, this is the way for five things. First, the Buddha said, this is the way for the purification of beings. Second, for the overcoming of sorrow and lamentation. Third, for the disappearance of pain and grief.
Fourth,
reaching the path, noble path. And the fifth, realization of Nibbana. Those are the five purposes of practicing Buddhist meditation. So when we practice, when we develop sati, mindfulness, Buddha said, establish mindfulness on these four places. How? The Buddha gave step by step. There is very systematic. Buddha has very well designed this technique. It is systematic. step by step Buddha has given all the instructions how to practice. When practice the first factor, so now there are four factors, four things to be practiced, develop mindfulness. First one is contemplating body or establishing mindfulness in body, in body. Body, in body, here means kaya, kaya anupassi viharati. Kaya is body. So establish mindfulness in body first. For this purpose, Buddha said, Buddha has given six methods. In this sutta, Buddha has given six methods to establish mindfulness in body. First one is anapanasati, mindfulness of breathing. That is the first one. So this is body. Your breath is body. That is called breath body. So dwell in practicing mindfulness of breathing. That is the first instructions. For this purpose, Buddha instructed, first of all, find a suitable place, a congenial place. Ida bhikkhave bhikkhu aranya gatova, rukkhamula gatova, sunyagara gatova. This is the instruction. First, the meditator should go to a certain place which is good, which is congenial, comfortable. Convenient place to practice. It is difficult to practice all every place. Right? There are in busy places, disturbances, too much disturbances, then you can't. You have to find a suitable place. So the Buddha said, first go to an aranya. Aranya means that is called jungle. Jungle, real jungle. When you go to such a thicket, you feel that you are alone there. You are alone. When you are there, you feel your breath very well. You can practice well when you go to an aranya. That is the most suitable place to practice. That is why Buddha suggested to go there as the first place. Aranya gatova. Then the rukha mula gatova, go to the foot of a tree. There you can sit, then you feel that you are covered. Well, you are like, well protected. The tree is not like the small trees, a big tree. You have to go to a big tree, like banyan tree. You know what banyan trees, right? The big trees, like a banyan tree. Or huge tree, any kind of huge tree. Like a big, say, a bodhi tree. That is why the Buddha sat under the bodhi tree. And like a big mango tree, like that. When you go there, you feel that you are well protected. You are protected there. And you have very good environment. You have energy, oxygen very well. That is why the Buddha suggests to go to the foot of a tree. At the second place. Then the third place, go to an empty hut. Go to an empty hut. If it is a lone hut somewhere, it's better, but otherwise a house. So we have empty houses here. Many houses are empty. Some places, after 6-7 in the morning, till evening, house is empty. No people. They go for work, and those who do not work, work or walk, they can practice in such places. So, however, we can find empty houses here. Sometimes, quiet places we can find easily. So then we have to practice. So however, the Buddha suggested these three places. And then the Buddha suggested how to sit. How to sit. Ujung kayang panidaya. Keep the body straight, erect body. Ujung kayang panidaya. Parimukha is like in front of your face or around the nose, because the breath, you have to observe breath. If you want to observe your breath, you have to give attention to the entrance of the nostrils. Therefore, you have to give your attention to the front and understand breath. Parimukhaṁ satiṁ uppaṭṭapetvā, keep your mindful, the sati. Satiṁ uppaṭṭapetvā means keep your mindfulness. Give your attention, that in other words, give your attention to understand your breath. So then the Buddha said, so sattova, now your attention is there, your sati is there. Sattova means with that mindfulness. Sattova asa sati. Sattova asa sati. When you breathe in mindfully, you understand mindfully breathing in. It is mindfully, sattova, with mindfulness. Mindfulness itself, in other words. Mindfulness itself, giving full attention. Then understand breathing in. Sattova asa sati. Sattova pasa sati. That is the first step. First thing to be done. So this is what we did. When we first met here, first day, second day, we did this. That is according to this sutta. Then the Buddha said, Digam va asa santo, digam asa samiti pajanati, digam va pasa santo, digam pasa samiti pajanati. Whenever you take a lone breath, understand lone breath. Whenever you exhale the lone breath, understand it. Whether it is in or out, understand lone breath as lone breath. Then, rasaṁ va asasanto, rasaṁ asasāmiti pajānāti, rasaṁ va pasasanto, rasaṁ pasasāmiti pajānāti. Whenever you take a short breath, when it's in, understand it. And when it is out, understand it. That we did. Lone breath and short breath. Right? We spent 2 days. Then the Buddha said, Sabda kaya patisang vedi asasissamiti sikkati, sabda kaya patisang vedi pasasissamiti sikkati. Observe whole breath body, in, whole breath body out. For this we spent 2 days. To observe sabda kaya, whole breath in, whole breath out. And then the Buddha said, Pasam bhayam kaya sankaram asasissamiti sikkati, pasasissamiti sikkati. Pasam bhayam, it means calming your breath. Calming your breath. That calms, understand this. For this, one day, whole day, without any other agitation, sort of agitative things, we started calming, practicing one day without no yoga, nothing. We simply observe, calm in the body, calm in mind, calm in breath. We spent one day. This is how we practice. Not my techniques. This is the Buddha's technique. This is how the Buddha said. So we practice according to the Buddha's word. Then this is how one has to practice mindfulness of breathing. That is the instructions given in this sutta. That is the first method. Then the second method is, whenever you walk, gacchantam va gacchamiti pajanati. Whenever you walk somewhere, understand while you are walking. understand that you are walking. You are going somewhere. Gacchantova gacchamit pajanati. Then titova titomhiti pajanati. Whenever you are standing, understand that you are standing. Be aware of it. Understand. That is mindfulness. This is how you to develop mindfulness. Whenever you walk, whenever you go somewhere, understand that you are going, walking. Whenever you are standing, understand your first posture and understand, be aware of that, your position there. And then whenever you sit, understand it. Titova titomhiti pajanati. Nisinnova nisinnomhiti pajanati. Whenever you sit, understand that you are sitting there. Then sayanova sayanomhiti pajanati. Whenever you recline, whenever you are sleeping, lying down, understand that posture also. These are the four postures. Whatever we are doing, we have only these four postures. Whatever we are doing, one of these four postures. Therefore, Buddha said, be mindful of these four postures. That is the second method. Then the third method. Third method is abhikante patikante sampajanakari hoti. The Buddha said, whenever you walk forward, then be mindful. Patikante sampajanakari hoti. When you come back, be mindful. Back and forth. That is like when you practice walking, back and forth, be mindful. Abhikante patikante sampajanakari hoti. Alokite vilokite sampajanakari hoti. When you look this way, that way, like this, we do that. When we are somewhere, we do look at this place, this way, that way. Be mindful. Alokite vilokite sampajanakari. Then we bend our limbs and stretch our limbs, then be mindful. Samminjite pasarite sampajanakari hoti. Samminjite pasarite. Whenever you stretch your limbs or bend your limbs, be mindful. Samminjite pasarite sampajanakari hoti. Sangati patta chivara dharane sampajanakari hoti. Whenever you use your, whenever you wear your clothes, when you put the buttons on, when you wear any cloth, be mindful. Or if when you wear wristlet, rings, or necklaces like that, be mindful. Sangati patta chivara dharana means, that is referring to the monks. When sangati is, this is what is called sangati. This robe is called sangati. Sangati patta means bowl. Sangati patta chivara. Chivara means any robe. Whenever we use this, we have to be mindful. That's the meaning. Sangati patta chivara dharana sampajana kari ho. Then the Buddha said, asite, pite, kaite, saite sampajana kari ho. Whenever you eat something, when you chew something, bite, or drink, eat or drink, asite, pite, kaite, saite, when you taste, be mindful. When you eat, that is why when we practice, we want to be mindful. When we eat, that is meditation. Asite pite kaite saite sampajanakari hoti. Then ucchara passava kamme sampajanakari. Even when you use restrooms, be mindful. And finally he said, whenever you talk, even whenever you are silent, you are silent, be mindful. So this is the third method. The fourth one is observing the 32 parts of the body. I don't want to talk, I don't want to take this subject today because another day before, I think few days ago, we talk about this. So, you know these 32 parts. So, the Buddha said, give attention, understand these 32 parts in the body. That is the fourth method. And the fifth method is, observe the four elements in the body. Four elements. There are four elements. Earth, water, heat, air. These are the four elements. Observe, understand the four elements in the body. That's the fifth one. Then the sixth method is, in the time of the Buddha, that was the custom that when one dies, the corpse is taken to the charnel ground and they just throw it away. Then the Buddha said to his disciples, go to the charnel ground and observe, understand these dead bodies. See how the different stages of the dead body, like after 2 days, 3 days after death, there is the soul and it's with sometimes some ocean matters coming out and some maggots there, like that. Different stages. And then nine stages, that is, they are called nine charnel ground meditation. Nine stages. When you come to the end, the nine stages, you see that just like the powder, the bones, like powder. So, that is what happened to the person, right? When you go there, sometimes you see the sinews. Still there is connections with the skeleton. The skeleton without blood or flesh. Or another time when you go there, you can see the bones scattered everywhere. The hands, bones, some one place, one direction, and the head bones, another, legs bones, another place like that, scattered. Whenever you go there, this is the point, whenever you go there, you to compare your body with that. Oh, this is what happened to me also. Or when you go there, this is the nature. So, this is what happened to me also, like that. Understand, be mindful, and understand this nature of body. That is the sixth method to practice mindfulness of body as body. That is the first contemplation. First establishment of mindfulness. Then the second one. Second one is Vedanasu Vedana Anupasivyarati. Vedana means feelings, sensation. Vedanasu means many Vedana, many sensations. There are many sensations in the body, many kinds of feelings. So the Buddha's instructions is observe this and understand this thing. Understand feelings as feelings. When you understand feelings as feelings, there are nine kinds of feelings according to this sutra. But there is another discourse named Bahu Vedaniya Sutta, in which the Buddha gave a list of Vedana. There are 108 types of feelings. 108 types of feelings. Here in this discourse, Buddha taught us nine kinds of feelings. What are the nine kinds of feelings? The first, pleasant feeling. Second, painful feeling. Third, neither painful nor pleasant feeling. Three. Then there are two types, worldly feeling and unworldly feelings. Unworldly worldly and unworldly feelings. So, worldly feelings are three types, unworldly feelings are also three types. That is how the total becomes nine. Worldly feelings, unworldly feelings. Worldly feelings, three worldly feelings, three unworldly feelings. They are the same like pain, pleasant, painful, neither painful nor pleasant. So these things, whenever we have these feelings, while we are practicing, we have to observe these feelings. So when we are observing, when you are practicing feelings, you are not observing your breath. You are observing your feeling. Only one object you can observe. You have to observe then your feelings. You are observing your feeling, not the breath there. You cannot observe feelings and breath together. All the time you have to keep it in your mind that we can observe, we can give attention only one object. All these things, now the Buddha gave the six subtopics to practice mindfulness of body as body. Where the Buddha taught both samatha and vipassana, serenity and insight. Now here the feeling also, samatha and vipassana both. In the sutta the Buddha says, observe arise in nature of it, perish in nature of it. Iti ajyattam va kaya kaya anupassi, bahuddha va kaya kaya anupassi. Ajyattam, internal. Bahiddha, external. Internal of the body and external of the body. Observe, understand. Ajyatta bahiddha, both internal and external. Then you can, the Buddha says, then comes to insight. What is insight? Samudaya dhamma anupassi viharati. Samudaya means arising. Vaya dhamma anupassi viharati. You can see arising and then the piercing. Samudaya dhamma anupassi, vaya dhamma anupassi. Then samudaya vaya dhamma anupassi. It is in the middle. In the middle, you can see the vibration like samudaya vaya, rising, perishing, observe that. That is vipassana, that is insight. Samudaya, whenever you see the rising and perishing of a certain thing, that is how you are coming to vipassana, where you can understand impermanence. Whatever is in the nature of impermanence, it is in the nature of unsatisfactory and it is in the nature of soulless. This is how we are practicing nowadays. Okay, then the third establishment of mindfulness, where the Buddha said, Chitte Chitta Anupassi Viharati, mind, when you observe mind, this is another method where you have to observe your mind, not your feeling or your breath. Mind, you are observing your mind. You are always with an alert mind to understand mind. Where you can understand, the Buddha said, you can understand 16 types of mind. Basically, there are 16 types of mind to understand. What are the 16 kinds of mind? Let's see whether I can remember. The first one is saragam va chittam saragam chittam ti pajanati. When you have a lustful mind, understand it lustful mind. Lustful mind as lustful mind. Then free from lust, mind free from lust, understand as it is the free from lust, no lust. then that is called vitaragangva, vitaragam cittanti pajayam. Then sadosangva cittang, sadosang cittang te pajanati, vitadosangva cittang, vitadosang cittanti pajanati. When there is a hateful mind, understand as hateful, hateful. And when there is a mind free from hateful, understand it as mind free from hateful. Then samohangva cittam, samohang cittam te pajanati, vitamohangva cittam, vitamohang cittam te pajanati. When there is a mind with delusion, understand it as delusion. Like clouded, there is delusion, then understand it as a deluded mind. And then, when the mind is free from delusion, understand it as a mind free from delusion. Then, sankittang va cittang, sankittang cittang te pajanati. Sankitta means contracted mind. Then, vikittang va cittang, vikittang cittang te pajanati. Distracted mind. When it is distracted, understand as distracted mind. Then, mahaggatam va cittam, mahaggatam cittam te pajanati. Mahaggata means exalted mind. When there is an exalted mind, the great mind, understand it as an exalted mind. Unexalted mind as unexalted mind. Then, sautarang va cittang, sautarang cittang te pajanati, anuttarang va cittang, anuttarang cittang te pajanati. Sautara means surpassed mind. Surpassed mind as surpassed mind, unsurpassed mind as unsurpassed mind. Then, concentrated mind as concentrated mind, and finally, liberated mind as liberated mind, unliberated as unliberated. So like this, understand the different states of mind. So that is how one has to understand, one has to establish mindfulness by practicing mind as mind. Then the fourth establishment of mindfulness is Dhammanupassana. Dhammanupassana means contemplating, establishing mindfulness on Dhamma as Dhamma. Where you have realizations. First, you to understand five hindrances. You see now, still you have five hindrances. When you come, though you practice all the way, still you have hindrances, five hindrances. They are subdued. Now at this time, when you come to the fourth factor, you can see your five hindrances because your mind, your sati mindfulness is developed, you have wisdom. When you see these five hindrances, what are the five hindrances? Sensual desire, ill will, sloth and torpor, restlessness and doubt. These are the five hindrances. Whenever you see these, you can understand. When it is arising, you can understand. When it is perishing, you can understand. Whenever it is there, you can understand. Whenever it is not there, you can understand. Whenever it is passing, whenever it is abandoning, you can understand. And finally, you can understand that it will never come again. You can understand. That is how you completely erase five hindrances when you come to this stage. And then you can understand five aggregates. The first one is five hindrances. Second, five aggregates. Five aggregates are the same. There you can understand rising, perishing, origin, passing. This is vipassana. Origination and cessation of five aggregates. What are the five aggregates? Form, feelings, perception, volitional information and consciousness. You can understand the real nature of five aggregates. Then the third, 12 bases. What are the 12 bases? 12 are internal 6, external 6. Internal 6 are the 6 senses. Eye, ear, nose, tongue, body and mind. And then they have their corresponding external bases. Form, sound, odor, taste, tangible object and mental object. Those are called 12 bases. Of these 12, each one has a fetter, bond. Bonds are those we are contemplating, practicing, trying to understand nowadays. What are the bonds? We have consciousness, contact, feeling, craving. These are the bond. Fetters. These fetters are to be understood. And fetters are to be cut off. That is the next one. So then, when you practice further, you can understand 7 factors of enlightenment. 7 factors of enlightenment. What are the 7 factors of enlightenment? Mindfulness, investigation of Dhamma, energy, rapture, tranquility, concentration, equanimity. Those are the 7 factors. These are to be developed. All others before that are to be abandoned, cut off. Now you have to develop. These 7 factors are to be developed. They are called 7 factors of enlightenment. So these 7 factors of enlightenment are to be developed so that they lead you to the attainment of enlightenment. How you attain enlightenment? By realizing the 4 noble truths. So they lead you to the realization of 4 noble truths. What are the 4 noble truths? Unsatisfactoriness, the cause of unsatisfactoriness, the cessation of unsatisfactoriness, and the path leading to the cessation of unsatisfactoriness. These 4 you can realize. That is not mere understanding. This is complete realization. Together with that, you have come to the end of the path. The 4th factor is the path. Of the 4 noble truths, the 4th one is the path. The 8 noble eightfold path. That means the noble eightfold path. So when you practice, develop, you come to the realization of the 4 noble truths. Together with you come to the completion of the path. And noble eightfold path becomes then 10 noble path. 10 factors. There are then, together with 2 more, the path become 10-fold path. What are the 2 factors to be added there? Right knowledge and right liberation. So together with these 2, the path become 10-fold path. Dasa angehi samannagato arahati ucchati. It is said, those who have completed the 10-fold path are called arahant, the enlightened ones. So that is the completion. Then the arahant, the one who attained arahantship, can understand kina jati, I destroyed my rebirth. I will never be born again. Kina jati. Vasitam brahmacharyam. I led the holy life. I completed the noble eightfold path. I completed the path. Vasitam brahmacharyam. Katam karaniyam. What had to be done, done. Finished. No more to be done. This is the realization. That is the goal. That is why we practice. We all are practicing to lead a happy, peaceful life. And at any time, if we are practicing, we can achieve this goal. That is the teaching of the Buddha. The Buddha taught this wonderful technique. This is the technique that we have to follow. At the end of the discourse, the Buddha said, as an assuration, Buddha said, monks, if anybody practices this for 7 years, as he taught, for 7 years, the Buddha said one can either attain enlightenment, or if any residue remain, can attain the third level, that is called non-ritana. Either attainment of enlightenment as an arahant, or the non-ritana. Within 7 years, then Buddha reduced the time. Buddha said, forget about 7 years. Within 6 years, can. Then reducing the time. Said, 5 years. Within 5 years, you can do that. If you practice, you can attain enlightenment within 5 years. Then said, within 4 years, within 3 years, 2 years, 1 year. Then said, within 6 months, 5 months, 4 months, 3 months, 2 months, 1 month. Within 1 month, you can attain enlightenment. If you practice properly, accordingly, according to this technique. And then said, forget about 1 month, half month, within half month. And finally said, forget about half month. Within 7 days, Buddha assured, within 7 days you can attain enlightenment if you practice according to this technique. So within 7 days, we don't want 14 days. Huh? If you practice properly. But the problem is, it's difficult. Difficult to practice. Huh? Many problems. Pain here, pain there. Unarisen pain arises. So therefore we have problems. Therefore it is difficult. However, this is the Buddha's assurance. If you practice this properly, you can attain enlightenment within 7 days. Therefore, friends, let's understand this teaching. Let's practice this teaching according to what the Buddha said. Then we can attain enlightenment. And before that, we can live happily, peacefully here in this world. And the attainment of enlightenment itself is not next world. It is also here in this very world. So, let's come to the conclusion. As we all practicing nowadays, we are practicing according to what the Buddha said. By practicing this, we acquire a great deal of merit. By the power of all this merit, may we all attain perpetual bliss of Nibbana. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.